Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Please help me turn your Bible to the book of Luke in chapter 16. I'll read from verse 1 and I'll read very quickly. The ground we covered in the first service, then I'll go further by the grace of God. Jesus also, because he's he also, but no, Jesus speaking here. Jesus also said to his disciples, there was a certain rich man who had a steward, and an accusation was brought to him that this man was wasting his goods. So he called. So he called him and said to him, what is this I hear about you? Give an account of your stewardship, for you can no longer be steward. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my master is taking the stewardship away from me. I cannot dig. I'm ashamed to beg. I have resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his master's debtors to him and said to the first, how much do you own, my master? And he said, 100 measures of oil. So he said to him, take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, and how much do you owe? So he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said to him, take your bill and write 80. So the master commended the unjust. Jesus was speaking here. His master commended him, the unjust steward, because he had dealt wisely. Truly wisely. For the sons, Jesus speaking, for the sons of this world are more shrewd. That is, they are wiser in their generation than the sons of light, the sons of the kingdom. And I say to you, make friends for yourself. Okay, I stop there. So I want to take my short exhortation on the last verse 8. So the master commended the unjust steward because he had dealt wisely. Then Jesus made a comment, for the sons of this world in their generation are wiser. Ladies and gentlemen, if Jesus says they are wiser, don't kid yourselves. It's because he's not seen the wisdom he expected from his kingdom. He hadn't seen it then. But I believe they are beginning to manifest in the name of Jesus. You know what? If you don't understand what the whole thing is about, it's about wisdom. Because you hear Paul declare in the book of Ephesians, he said, until the manifold wisdom, the many-sided, you cannot fully comprehend it. If you think you've grabbed it, there's another dimension you are yet to know. We are talking about the wisdom of God. So until the manifold wisdom of God is made known to the principalities and powers by the church, you and I. So the ultimate is that creation will get to respect the wisdom of God through us. That's the ultimate. That's the ultimate. So Jesus said, I don't see wisdom amongst my people. Right, this is it. Among my people, like I see the world using it. So in other words, our problems generally are wisdom problems. They are wisdom problems. From the lips of the master. And that's why in handling these children and in handling our own affairs, I think a bit more wisdom will always be helpful. A little bit more will always be helpful. Come, are you here with me? Praise the Lord. And so I looked through the Bible and I realized that leadership really is, let's break it down completely. A leader is a man that possesses the requisite wisdom to provide solution in time of trouble. What makes a leader? A leader is defined by his wisdom. Yeah. So we talk of emerging leaders. Leaders, yes, they don't just emerge. They emerge through wisdom. And why will God begin to emerge a leader, or allow a leader to emerge? Because there is a problem to solve, which then defines that person's assignment in life. That's the reason you are here. That's through what you are going to be known. That's majorly what will be your account to be reckoned on in heaven. For example, Jesus said, for this purpose was the Son of Man was made manifest. What purpose? Destroy the works of the devil. Period. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish it. Destroy the devil in the lives of humanity. Period. So I realize that usually when God is defining leadership, in honest, he's defining specific wisdom. Yeah. Hello. Are you here with me? Glory be to God in high. Praise God. So in other words, please hear me. Wisdom is key. God lays a lot of premium, very high premium on wisdom. The first mention of wisdom in the Bible is in the life of Moses. I think Exodus 28, thank you. And there, God was given the strategy for human living. And, you know, he's got them out of Egypt, and now they were in the wilderness. And then he was going to institute the priesthood and the sacrifice system, and, you know. And he was saying, Aaron, the high priest, must be decked in a certain manner. And he will give to the details, the kind of wool, the way it will be. So he said, Moses, you will speak unto all them that are wise hearted. Can you see now that it's wisdom that is projecting somebody up? All of them that are wise hearted, that they may make garments to consecrate him, that is Aaron, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. So you will speak unto all them that are wise. Next verse. And these are the garments which they shall make, and it is okay. Okay, let me leave that. Then immediately after that, you go to Exodus 31. You see more visibly there. I'm trying to paraphrase, to summarize this. Exodus 31, from verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, see, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. Pause. Now, why are we hearing Bezalel? Now his name is mentioned. Until now, we've never heard of Bezalel in the Bible. But because there is a challenge, God wants the temple, rather well. Anyway, we are asking that you had to build according to pattern. It's got to do with this system of worship. And so in building it the way he wants, he started to give details. The details are too detailed. They are too much. That's why I respect architects. I think God had them at the side of his heart when he was creating. And while he was reading out the details to Moses, Moses was listening. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I guess what was going through his mind was that this is a lot of work. Then the next thing God says, see. Yeah, I have called, come on, by name. So what we biblical term calling is wisdom definition for your life. Yeah, it is. Your calling is the place of your assignment. That's the place your leadership is going to be defined. I told them in the first service, I said, it will not do me any good to aspire to become Obama. Maybe if God wants it, maybe possible, but no. But if I never become an Obama, does it mean that I will not 100% fulfill my mandate or the mandate over my life? Of course not. Obama's calling is to be the president of the United States in his lifetime. My own calling, this is part of it. Or it's still unfolding. So when we get to heaven, God will be Obama more than you lie. If I do my own work more diligently than he does his, he will reward me more. Okay. And before I continue, so you don't say, no, some are leaders, some are not leaders. When God created you, he had leadership in his mind. Please hear me. Some may never lead more than their wives or their husbands. Some may never lead more than their homes. But if that's where you're called to, why don't you do it diligently? Some may lead more than their homes, they will lead their community. Some may lead their cities. Some may lead their nations. Some may be professional leaders, vocational leaders. There are different areas where God has created us to function, and he will equip you appropriately. So he says, see, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. So make no mistake, this Bezalel is the one, I'm talking of the one whose father is Hur. Whose father is Uri. And the Uri I'm talking of is the one whose father is Hur. So by the time I take it to third level, you know that I'm talking of one particular man. There may be many Taiwos here. Very few Taiwos at this. I won't call my father's name. Let me hide it a secret. It's not any secret anyway. But I'm the only Taiwo that my father gave birth to. If there are two sets of twins, there will be two of others. I'm the only one that my father gave birth to. And by his own name in his family, he's the only one that his father gave birth to. So if God wants to zero him, he will say, look, I'm talking of Taiwo, the son of this and the son of this. So no mistake. And that's what he did here. So, but until now, church, we never heard of Bezalel. Things are in place for your name to be mentioned. And there's nothing anybody can do to stop it. I just remember when I was reading the Bible, I had to stop myself not to disturb. When I got to a place where, there was a man, a rich man, that had this steward, and he was unjust, and he was wasting his goods. The Holy Ghost spoke to me clearly. You have such a problem. You employ someone that is almost destroying your business, and it has made a heartache to you. Stand up. I just want to pray with you. You're almost like, wow, this guy killing my business, almost killed my business. And that was a problem to you. Where are you? Somebody you employed or somebody you got to do something for you, and you have invested so much, and this person is about to destroy it. Or it happened. Where are you? God almost stopped me, but I held myself back because I was reading the Bible. I just remembered now. Miraculously, there'll be a recovery for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I got there, just said, wow. I said, somebody, that's the cry of somebody. That's the cry in the heart of someone. It's like, I mean, how could I make such a mistake? No, God will surprise you. Because you see, he heard your cry. I lay my hand in the name of Jesus. Where is the other brother coming? I lay my hand in the name of Jesus, and I release you from this body. I remove every hurt and every distraction from here in the name of Jesus. Receive a breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You meant well, and you did well, and God will restore fully in the name of Jesus. Yes. Okay. Yes, I lay my hand on that. Restoration in Jesus' name. Yes. Honestly, clearly I heard God said to me, he said, hey, somebody came to church crying for that. But you see, it's a new beginning. In the name of Jesus. 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 Supernatural restoration. Amen. In the name of Jesus. See, a lot of times you just come to church, you don't know what is bothering people. I just go there and say, stop. I say, that's the one reason somebody is in church and is crying inside. But the truth is that God will restore fully. In the name of Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name. So we never heard of Bezalel, but there was something to do. There was a challenge, and God had prepared someone from the foundations of the earth. Please come. Jesus. Amen. Now I need pastors to help me just pick them as they come. You say, why should this happen? Where should it happen? It's in church. Cancer. Who told you that you would die of cancer? Because everybody's dying of cancer, you're in church. Stand up and say, I need prayer. The Bible says, call on the elders. Let them lay hands on them. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. And if they say, it shall be forgiven. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo. Don't carry it back. We have a God that can do it. And he's doing it. Hallelujah. Is somebody hearing me? Praise God. And so because there was something that needed to be done, that will manifest a leader. And so he said, you know what? There is someone in the camp. I have called him by his name. Okay, verse 3. And I have done what? Help me, church. What have I filled him with? Please follow because I may not have time. With what? Help me. With what? I can't hear you. With what? Because I may not be able to tell you all, how you are going to get this wisdom, but I'll try. So when we say wisdom, can't you see where it's coming from? The Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First mention. This is not New Testament. I have filled him. Filled him. Maybe he was using metaphorically. But in the New Testament, he actually really filled. I have filled him with what? The Spirit of God. In what? Wisdom. And in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of what? Yeah. Next verse. All manner of workmanship. What kind of skills are you looking for? All manner, every exercise skill for the purpose for which I created him, I have filled him with the Spirit. Hallelujah. He's coming home gradually. To devise cunning works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass, because these were the things needed. More. And in cutting of stones, and to set them, and in carving of timber, to work in all manner of workmanship. Where does it begin? Filling him with what? The Spirit of wisdom. Now, God is confirming to me every day, clearer, every day. He said, what is it? He said, I'm raising a critical mass. When God wants to change a nation, he raises a people. And you see similarities in their lives, and you see where it's coming from. And everywhere you run to, you exploit. Glory be to God in the highest. Can you see what happened? And then if you go to see what this man carved and built, you yourself will say, God, now you be God. No. You not be my Dara. You know. Now you be God. Let me shock you. In the next few months, in the next few years, things will come from you that the world will marvel at. There'll be things to bless humanity and things to glorify the name of Jesus. You yourself will wonder how you did it. But because you know, you will know where it's from and you know where to return the glory. In the name of Jesus. Is somebody hearing me? Can you see what all that has been written there? But see, the interesting thing is this. Because let me just pick it from there straight away. So are you now saying that when the wisdom of God comes, creativity? Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so God will always require that we are filled with his Spirit. Why? Because he wants to fill us with his wisdom. Come on. Every human problem, ladies and gentlemen, is a wisdom problem. Why will a husband batter his wife? Lack of wisdom. Why will a woman use her hand to scatter out? Lack of wisdom. Why will a man abandon his children? Lack of wisdom. If you can define it as a problem, human, it's a problem of wisdom. I told him before service, I don't mean any harm, please. I love that young man. I love him. I think he's going to get better by the grace of God. But the number one problem of our new coach is experience. You say, why? Those boys have always been the way they are. In fact, Westerhoff said when they appointed Olise, he said, So Elise is too soft, he can't handle these guys. Say, these guys are a bunch of heady guys. Say, can't handle them.
Anyway, I don't know what the story is. I don't know. I'm not blaming anybody there. But yes, there was a problem. It wasn't good enough. But now, the whole thing is falling apart under you. Hey, you are the leader. Wisdom. You are the leader. Yeah. So it looked to me like God is always looking for wisdom everywhere he goes. Pastor, that's Old Testament. New Testament, there was a problem in the church. Acts chapter 6. Now, the Grecian Jews were complaining. You can read it up later. And they said, now the church was growing. It's good. Some of us don't like it when we're getting big because it comes to some problems. Me, I like such problems. So I want to get bigger. A lot of people are expecting enlightenment to the right and left. It has its challenges, you know. You need bigger space and better management. You need more resources. But it's true. Come on. When you are chasing that girl, you're sitting here, then you got married. And now you have to budget for food. And then she gets pregnant. Auntie Netta. Okay. All right. Delivery. Hey. Then, mobile. Congratulations. Addition. Hey. It's a blessing. Then you have to start looking for money for diaper straight away. You have to budget for baby. Then the baby is going to play group, crash. And in Lagos, say crash. Say first time, 300,000. And then immediately say, and she's pregnant again. See me trouble. I didn't know. No, it's a blessing. Come on, it's a blessing. It is a blessing. It's a blessing. What I'm saying is that every time there's an expansion or enlargement, there'll be a challenge. So there was a challenge in the church. So the Grecian Jews were complaining that their old people, their older ones, were being neglected in the daily rations and in the service of food and things. Guess what the elders say? Thank you. And in those days, yes. Then the 12 called the multitude of disciples unto them and said, it's not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Again, that's something about leaders. Please listen to me closely. You should know your priorities clearly. I was talking to one of our leaders recently, and I was saying, why were you like this? Saying, because you promised this at the time, and when we started, you stopped it. And then you stopped it. I said, wait a minute. Those ones were para. They were not our core. Our core is preach the gospel to people. So we do all these ones to enhance the preaching of the gospel. If these things will become a distraction, cut it off quickly. This is your main drive. I'm talking leadership. Because no matter how successful you are on the side, this is what we're going to judge you by. Fountain is good. We have a farm. Hallelujah. We have a hospital. Hey, yes. We have, yes. If that will disturb this kind of gathering, we'll put that on hold for this gathering. But and those ones, good, they are good. Should they be done? They should be done. No, but Pastor, the hospital is getting so big. The farm is getting so big. The hospital is getting so big. Can't we put more money? We'll put more money, but it should not be a distraction to this one. This is the one sponsoring that cannot come. No. Don't make a mistake. So, two again. Then the 12 called the multitude of disciples unto them and said, it is no reason that we should leave the word of God and serve table. Hey, ma, sir, don't leave the word of God for anything. Okay. Verse 3. Wherefore, brethren, there was a problem, you remember? Brethren, look among you, 7 men. Until now, we only know the 12. We only know 12. But now some other leaders are coming on the scene. Why? There's a problem. Leaders are solution bringers. Leaders are difference makers. Leaders solve human problems. That's why people follow them. Yes, it's true. Among the 7 men of what? Honest report. Come on, help me. And thank you. Here you see again. Full of the Holy Ghost, and where you find the Holy Ghost, wisdom flows. Hallelujah. Okay, go ahead. Whom we may appoint over this business. Can you see what I'm saying? Next verse. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. No distraction. Next one. And the same pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen. Until now, you never heard of Stephen. There are leaders that will emerge in the next 3 months in Nigeria. Government doesn't have to appoint you. Your calling will define you. The world will begin to look for you by virtue of what God has put in your life. Period.
But that's the way it works.
So Stephen.
Now study here is Stephen.
A man full of faith and of
Holy Ghost.
Help me.
Holy Ghost.
Now you can see the importance of a meeting like this today in the name of Allah, in the name of Jesus.
And we release them to go.
Full of the Holy Ghost. And Philip. And Prochorus. And Nicanor. And Timon. And Parmenas. And Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch.
We never heard of them before.
What brought them out?
Wisdom.
Look for men full of the Holy Ghost and
wisdom.
Somebody says, how do I know my area of calling?
Usually that's what people ask me.
How do I know my purpose?
I heard most of the speakers, beautiful. Please, please, I beg you, you should get all the messages. Is it the one that Pastor Blessing preached, or Pastor Numti? Or is it the one that Jimmy preached, or Pastor Shonio? Or Fela Dutoye, or Pojo? Or Ndidi, believe me. Quintessential. Or is it this one you want to miss?
These things will move you forward. I sat in awe. It's only Pastor Kunle that I didn't really sit to hear. I'm going to get it to listen to. Because I was rushing to do something. It's upstairs. I heard all. And I saw wisdom. That's why all these people are successful. And why did they get? They pick it here and there and there and there. They don't waste their time. If it doesn't benefit them, they don't stay there. Why we should run services? Say, I want to be part of this one. Fella, Ndidi. They're like, we have to work with this church. We want partnership.
Coalition is working in the system and working in is our ambassador plenipotentiary is everywhere.
Again, talking wisdom. What do you think separates or distinguished Solomon from his generation? Come on, talk to me. What differentiates Joseph from his brethren? What stood him out in his generation? Come on, talk to me. Of all the captives from Israel into Babylon, what separated Daniel and his team from the rest of them? Wisdom. Isaiah chapter 11. It said that a root will grow from the stem of Jesse, and a rod will come from anyway. I said, and the spirit of the Lord will be upon it, the spirit of wisdom. Come on. Is somebody hearing me? Come on. Luke chapter, is it 2:40? Even the prophecy told you that what we define Jesus is wisdom. Number one. And the child grew and was strong. Filled with what? Come on, talk to me. Which child was this? Come on, talk to me. Can't you see your life is already prepared for exploits in the name of Jesus? Yeah. Now you don't need to struggle to become. Solve problems. Where am I going to get it? Get busy where you are. You see, what do you mean? I don't have anything. I only go to the farm with my father. Please do it well. I beg you. God fires it up. You see what I'm talking about? The hand of the diligent will bear rule. Period. Diligent hand can never remain stagnant. It keeps going. See, see thou a man diligent in what he does. He will not stand before mere men, but before kings. In other words, when I become diligent, heaven promotes me. He changes my platform automatically. That's why the Bible says, whatever your hand finds to do, please do it well with all your might. You don't need to wait for an examiner to come and mark how you're doing. Your employer may not even remunerate you properly. It doesn't matter. Believe me, it doesn't matter. It's God that rewards. And the word of God cannot pass without fulfillment. He says, if I'm diligent, promotion will come. It will come. It doesn't have to come from anybody around me. I don't even know how it's going to come. It will come. in all humility, giving God all the glory in my life, I ask the question, what about me? Say, Baba Nori. Thank God, you can ask Fred, you can ask Blessing, you can ask God, you can ask Binga, you can ask, only ask them, I can ask my wife. No, ask her. Oof, I feel the fire. So God just decides to make you look good. That's his work. He enjoys it. He never does anything ugly. Ah. In his wisdom, when he finishes, he steps back. He doesn't wait for you to praise him. He said, this is very good. He makes all things beautiful. And that's what wisdom does. Just get busy. So, I mean, legitimately, God will promote you. You know, the story that Indy was telling you that, look, volunteer. Must everything be quantified in money? I have no job. Then you sit at home for 2 years, your CV is dying. Volunteer, be an intern somewhere, even without money. People say, so you have this experience, we've employed one or two, based on, oh, so what did you do there? They didn't pay you. How many months was it? 6 months. What did you do? Let's see. And we confirmed that she did it. We employed her. I read the story many years back, Kenneth Copeland. This guy had this crazy thing about aviation, but he didn't go to that kind of school. And then he would go to the airport and petty job here and there, cleaning the ground, and until he was able to get to the hangars. And he would help them wipe the floor when they are cleaning, wipe the floor. He was just crazy about aviation engineering. And after a while, someone said, are you coming tomorrow? But he didn't even engage me. Ah, no, we have a lot of work. We'd like you to come. Okay, started going. Then after a while, somebody said, look, this guy just comes and goes. How do you survive? Say, well, I'm believing God. Really? Then some stipend. He got to a stage. They were short of hands. I don't know after how many months or years. They were short of hands, and this work was so busy. And they needed somebody to just pick certain tools and put them here, pick this one, and please give me this. The guy understood everything because he's been there for a while. And so he was the one that would pick it and give and pick and pick. After a while, he said, I think we need somebody at this level. Why don't we employ him? And that was how he started. And he started taking courses. He became an expert. One of the best in the field. Another one. This young man came to my office about two months ago. I said, see, I want to give you first fruit in September. About October. What's his first fruit? The guy came and said, Pastor, you don't understand me. He said, in January, when we're doing this, you know, I didn't have, but I gave you something. I said, hey, but so why are you coming to this talk? He said, no, I'm not disturbing you, sir. I just want you. I said, ah. He said, my testimony, you hear it now. I said, what? He said, that time I saw people saying that they are doing this. So I went to, we don't preach first fruit in Fountain, please. We don't. If you bring first fruit, I will take it. God will bless you. But it's not compulsory and we don't preach it. Okay? Okay. Uh-huh. So he came and said, when I saw people giving, I went to my mom. I said, Mommy, I need some money. But I said, for what? He said, I have a project. You know the project? He wanted to do the project. The project was put something in the hand of Pastor Taiwo. I said, wow. If he had told me, I would have looked for the smallest denomination, take it and say, God has answered you, and bless him, and return his money. I didn't know. But see, he said, I'm very good in this IT thing. So I challenge myself. I just look for what to do. So my friends who work in the companies, I tell them, if you have issues, come, let's talk together. So some of them will now bring jobs and give him to do. You give it back to them, they'll take it to their company. And instead of getting jobs to do that way, the company didn't know, the company wasn't giving him, but this friend was somebody giving 10,000, 20,000. He was just, for him, said my experience was growing. And I record whatever I've done, but according to my experience, I worked on this model, take picture of it, hey. Then suddenly one of his friends came to him and said, there's a vacancy in my office. And I told them that I know somebody who can do your job. So, and they were still wondering. So I told them that he works with me. Most of what I do, we work together. So they called me. I went, I left my application. So by the time I was interviewed, he was one of the ones there that had been bringing jobs to me that started to interview me. He said, of course, they gave me the job. People are looking for a job. I got a very good one and good pay too, Pastor. So what I've come to do, I calculated the balance of that one. I removed that and I brought the balance. I said, so you are a funny, funny character. Now, why am I saying that? I brought that story in because he volunteered to do something. He wasn't just sitting down. He was diligent, working for nobody. I guess he's probably hearing me. Hello? Maybe I shouldn't share his testimony. He will share it himself. But he shared it once. Once he shared his testimony, everybody started running here to drop money. The guy that said they got me marketing manager somewhere on the internet from... and give the testimony from one of the anointing services or something, I don't know. Remember? I just saw his call some few days ago. Are you in church? Because he said, you'll probably be in church today. Maybe first service. He said, Pastor, guess what? My 3 months probation is gone. Concluded, I think, last Thursday. So I just want to thank God, and I just said, let me just tell you, Pastor, just thank God for me and pray with me. I said, so what's... I said, no, I'm settled. So while I was in Lagos, I worked many years in Lagos. I could not even buy a land. I had to go to Ibadan to buy a plot of land, which is the only thing I have to my name. So today, I live in one of the choicest parts of Abuja. I live in my own house. Pastor, it cost me in the region of 30 million. Maybe it's an apartment, I don't know. He said, but I couldn't. He said, but Pastor, it's only 3 months. Maybe I'm sorry. Maybe I didn't get the prize well, but anyway. But when he quoted the money, is it maybe 60 something million? I don't know. When he quoted the money, I said, wow. So don't tell me that the economy defines your life. There are principles in the Word of God, backed by the Spirit of wisdom. The same church. Now, that's not to say that you should be hard on yourself. Well, I'm just saying that there is still more for you to. There's still something that you can do. How does wisdom work? Wisdom is a kingdom thing. How does it work? Praise the Lord. What makes it wisdom is that you will not come and bang, hit your head. That's wisdom. See, you know what Jesus says? He says, you are the light of the world. You know his allusion there? It's not just to give light for to see. Say you are a city on a hill. Describing the light that you are. Say you are like a city on a hill. Say you cannot be hidden. You know what it means? You are a lighthouse. You are a leader. You know what it means? People who are about to drown, who are looking, when they see you, hope rises, they drag towards you. You are a strong tower. You are the light of the world. You are a deliverer. That's leadership. If you are successful and nobody is benefiting, you are not a leader. Because even the blessing of the just, of the righteous, will lift up a whole city. So you can be an entrepreneur and not a leader. But in the sense that we are talking, a leader will only have people following him or her. And please stop complaining that they are worrying you. They can worry other people. Or you want God to change it. Hello. Everybody is calling me. It's because you're a leader. Okay. People are, I can see faces now. All right. But that doesn't mean that you should answer to everyone that calls you. Some are not serious. Some are serious. Let the Spirit, let God teach you how to discern. If really you have wisdom, you know who to answer and who not to answer. But please don't complain anymore, I beg you. Somebody just said to me, I just learned that. It's true. Because if it's not you, there'll be somebody else to follow. That is you. You are a leader. They follow leaders. So how does it work? He says, this is how it works. I make you light. He said, how? Do you know how the wisdom of Daniel was described? Daniel 5:12. Let them see. Daniel 5:12, quickly. Where you see this wisdom, you see light. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams, showing of hard sentences, dissolving doubts were found. And that was saying, I'm not light. I think if it's, and that was saying, as much as we find light and this, okay, in this, then let's call this Daniel. to show us. So what does it mean? Daniel was always coming out when there was crisis. In fact, crisis manifested him. And by the time he solved it, even Nebuchadnezzar prostrated. Say, ha! It was really real. But that's how they'll be describing what comes out of you from henceforth in the name of Jesus. You know why? Because you know that it's not you. You know that it's the Holy Ghost. You know that the glory belongs to God. I said, the world is here to see you. In the name of Jesus. Tell your neighbor, say, this is time to emerge. Hallelujah. Come on, come on. Are you here with me? So, see, it used as light. Number two, he said, you are salt. You don't even know where salt comes into food. But I promise you, it will change the flavor.
Yes, sir.
And guess what Jesus said? Somebody was saying, he said, you use salt for preservation. That's right, but that wasn't what Jesus was saying. He said, if the salt loses its flavor, it's the flavor that it was matter, that was particularly about. You are God's flavor.
Amen.
That's how wisdom works. When you are introduced, no noise.
Yes, sir.
But very soon they will celebrate you there. Hey! You're probably introduced through your diligence, so nobody that comes with you. But in no time, you are the leader. And you see what you know how it works? It's like a man that took the smallest of all seeds and planted it. And nobody knows, and he goes to sleep and he wakes up. And for long, hey! It's all over the place. Can you see how wisdom works? Wisdom doesn't make noise. That's why the race is not to the swift. The battle is not always to the strong. Come on, come on. Is somebody hearing me? So don't push yourself back. Be confident of where you are and what God is using you to do there. I'm talking of imagine leaders in the name of Jesus. I mean it. My whole life, I don't know who has ever introduced me to anything. I don't know. But something will happen that there will be a demand on what God has put on your life. That's it. That's it. You see, want to know more how wisdom works? Yeah. It's like a little leaven that a woman puts in a measure of meal. You still want to know how wisdom works? He said, look, I send you out as lambs among wolves. Then the Matthew version says, be wise. I said, oh my goodness. So after saying I send you out, the next thing is wisdom. Say, be wise as serpent and be gentle as dove. No noise. No noise. In quietness and in confidence. When some things was going on, somebody somewhere in that bus says, there's somebody I know, very competent. I let me call her. Say, she mind. She looking for somebody. Then they called her. She said, Pastor, just pray with me. And I said, okay. Some years back. Today, she's your girl. That's the way wisdom works. Wisdom is never slothful. You say, I like this attention. That shows something is happening. In the name of Jesus. We are God's critical mass. I'm telling you, something good has started. In the name of Jesus. Now, how do you know when this wisdom begins to operate in your life? Three areas. It will be measurable. It will be tangible. People will see. What do they see? Let me put it that way. What do they see when wisdom is operating in the life of a person? Number one, it will appear. Creativity. Remember? Bezalel. Number two, integrity. Number three, excellence. And all this border on relationship. How do you deal with people and things? You know, I was in the scripture. I said, I won't go there. It said, by wisdom, God got them. He used it in the way I said, wow. He was talking about the Jews. He said, in his own wisdom, he got them to not to believe, so they don't believe. In his own wisdom, they apply the wisdom that don't get them. I said, wow, no, this is too much for me. Praise the Lord! Okay, let me stop here because of time. But I'll share two things with you. And if you understand, if there are things I preach on that I just find my element when I'm preaching, wisdom, seed and harvest, meditation. Two things I want to share before I stop. Yeah, maybe three. Where do you get wisdom from? Please help me. I know it's God. I'm talking about practical. Thank you. The word. Because in the word we have instructions. And if you follow the instructions, come on. Isaac, don't go down to Egypt. Stay in the land. Instruction. A lot of times you are praying. You know how God does? He gives you an instruction. You say, I can't hear God. Go and look at the Bible. You will hear him. Sometimes it doesn't have to break the heaven so you can hear in your dream. No. Read the Bible. Yeah. So the word of God, but a good scripture. The entrance of your word, what? Come on, help me. What does it give?
Life.
Hallelujah. What does it give?
Life.
Come on. The entrance of your word gives what?
Life.
So you can't find a man that is living in the Bible that will have no wisdom. It gives it what? Light. And it makes what? The simple what? It gives the simple what? Understanding. One verse says, it makes the simple wise. Aha. So the word. Number two. But you will receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you'll be my witnesses in, come and help me now, Jerusalem, Judea, and to the uttermost part of the earth. Acts 1:8. I want to read something for you there quickly before I close. So that you can go and do your studies properly and God will give you speed in Jesus' name. I'm going to go to that power and give you what Strong says about power. I'm reading directly, so you know, it's not like I'm that smart or the Holy Ghost makes me smart. Okay, listen. It's the word dunamis. Strong's 1411. Go and study it all. It's now from dunamai. And what does it mean? You will receive, now let me do it, to be able, power, especially achieving power. You will receive achieving power. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you, achieving for what? For your life purpose. Your assignment in the kingdom of God. You will receive power to achieve it, like it happened to Bezalel. So for too long, we just say, and you receive power. So it's, the power is just miracles. Yes, it's miracles. But miracles can be physical, it can be intellectual, it can be emotional, it can be financial. Miracles, a miracle. Anything that will assist you achieving the aim of your creation. That's it. Especially achieving power. All the words derived from this word, having the meaning of being able, capable. It may even mean to will. So when I receive, when I say, hey, shakalababa, I feel the fire. It's an ability for something. But see, the mistake we always made is that we carry the Holy Ghost around and we don't believe enough to put it to use or put him to use. Not that we are using him, but he's here to help. So where is it that you are weak? And it's part of your assignment. I want to help you. That's why he's here. All sickness in your body that cannot be healed, I want to help you. That's why he's here. What bills can't you pay that's about to destroy your destiny? I want to help you. That's why he's here. As long as it defines your assignment in life, I want to work with you. And that's what you must know quickly. Jesus never expected you to go and use your superpower. You don't have any superpower outside the Holy Ghost. We live our life in collaboration with the Holy Spirit. He's ever ready to help us. Let me announce before we start the anointing. There are problems that you have brought here today. You will almost disappear when the problem disappears. In the name of Jesus. What I mean is this. Not that the problem will almost take you away. No. You will be so freaked out. In the name of Jesus. But what you must know is that what we see was not made from what is seen. And that power is still at work on earth. She called me 3 days ago. She submits to this church. She was the one who gave the long bus that we bought that time. What's her name? Suma. She went to America to the wedding of her son. And the wedding went well. Then the husband started having pain and could not walk. And by the time they rushed to the hospital, cancer, it has spread. In fact, the hospital said it's a hopeless case. They started treatment, and they did everything. Chemo, everything they were doing. Everything. She said, I fasted, Pastor, I fasted. I said, I hope I still know you when I see you. He said, I'm fitter. I said, okay, I understand. I prayed. I just want to testify to the goodness of God. We now got to California. Now he was willing to walk well. I mean, walk slightly. We got to California to see my daughter or so. And then, of course, we have to follow up. Then we went to another hospital. They collected everything that has been happening there. So they run their tests again. Pastor, we can't find it anymore. Pastor, when you see him now, you don't even know that we went through anything. He's jumping, he's running. Everything is fine. Who says God cannot do it? You will receive power, ability of the Spirit to fulfill your assignment in life. And if you really, if what you are looking for in life is to fulfill your assignment, you are defining leadership straight away. Because people will come for it. Only 2 days ago. You are aware. You say, Pastor, they didn't ask for me. I say, Jesus is asking for all of us. Because Pastor too is a man. Sometimes he has his own struggle, but I prayed with her. And I rejoiced with her that she could stand her ground. I feel the fire. Oh my goodness, that means that some cases, some impossible cases will disappear today. In the name of Jesus, I mean today. If you believe in the spirit of imagination, say, this is my day. Say. I am imagined. In the name of Jesus. For you use what begins today, you will remember the rest of your life. In the name of Jesus, you will remember the rest of your life. In the name of Jesus. So you can see that. So basically, simple. It cannot be done without his presence. What's most important is his presence, his spirit. And he says, don't even try without my spirit. As long as my spirit is there, you will do it. Well, you will. I close with this. That's the scripture. Can you put it on? This is the Passion Translation of Proverbs. Proverbs 24, 3 and 5. Say, by wisdom a house is built. You remember? Yes, can you read what is here in the Passion Translation? Wise people are what? I can't hear you. They do what? And through intelligence and insight, their enterprises are what? And? So God builds through wisdom. Can't you see that it can't be the last in your class anymore? Yeah. That professional course that you have been failing for, I beg, is a thing of the past. You are a covenant child of God. You are chosen. And he never chooses for nothing. He chooses for purpose. So you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Help me. To show forth the praises. So the purpose is to show forth. The purpose is clear. I'm a witness to the fact that he's alive in my health, in my marriage, in my children, in my ministry, in my finance. I'm his witness. Anywhere in my life you miss me, you must see the glory of God. I feel the fire. Now, don't feel anyhow if you don't jump. Don't feel anyhow if you don't fall. Because many will fall. Many will cry because we react differently. Some people, if you slap them, they'll just turn around and look at you. Some people, if you pinch them, so we are different. So don't let anybody affect you. Can I advise the rest of the church? Say, what are you going to do? We believe in the name of Jesus that today will mark the beginning of something in your life. You know what Paul said? He said, in him we have this. First disciple, blessed be God and Father for who has blessed us with all. When it says spiritual, if you don't understand, it says supernatural. So it comes home. Then you can relate it to your physical. I am blessed with all supernatural blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Okay. So when I did that, you now say, in whom, in him, in whom, all through. You see, going all the way. Then now says, I cease not to pray, giving thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, will grant unto you the spirit of. So it's a prayer. So how do you get it? The word, pray for it. James, if you lack wisdom, come on. Is that where you want to boast? You want to You don't have. Father, in Jesus' name, wisdom. He said, ask. Say, if you lack it, ask. He said, God will not. If God holds back anything, he won't hold back wisdom for you. That's what the Bible says. Say, we'll give you without holding back. We'll give you sumptuously without holding back. Wasn't that what Solomon did? He says, look, ask anything. Anything. Blank check. Solomon, remember David. He said, if you have opportunity to grab anything in your life, grab wisdom. So daddy, when daddy was talking to me about it, that was Solomon. Daddy was saying, if you look, get wisdom. That was the way he told me. So when God came, and when did he come? In his sleep. Somebody in your sleep. You think I'm joking? In the name of Jesus. All over the hall. All such gifts, let them flow. In the name of Jesus. I'm telling you. Samuel in his sleep. Joseph in his sleep. Kule in his sleep. Some people have that gift in your sleep. In the name of Jesus. So Paul now said, I cease not. I'm daily praying for you. No wonder the wisdom of Paul is extra. I can't be praying for you to be wise and I won't have Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. See, this wisdom is serious. It's the reason you don't make a wrong decision. It's the reason every decision you make in life will see to your promotion. In the name of Jesus. That's what wisdom does. Regrets are very few in the life of a wise man. And the Lord is just saying to me, he said, you know that he has endowed you. You have operated in the giftings before. You saw yourself moving. But along the line, you got discouraged and seemed like you lost it. Take it back. All about the hall. Everywhere. Take it back. Take it back. We reverse it in the name of Jesus. Take it back in Jesus' name. Yeah, take it back. As a matter of fact, I said deal with discouragement right now. You know, you have no reason to be discouraged. You know that. You know that. You've tasted the hand of God before. You've tasted. What? No, that's a life and profile. Every spirit of discouragement, I command you right now. I say, lift in the name of Jesus. I say, lift in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I say, in the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus. A hunger for wisdom. A hunger for his presence like you have never felt before. I say, receive in the name of Jesus. In your sleep, you will speak in tongues. In fact, the time has come that you like to go to bed early. You say, why? Because once you put your head on the bed, it's not demons you see now. You're in a fellowship with the Holy Spirit. With angels. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Hey! I see the boundaries of your home marked out in the spirit. I see light. In the name of Jesus. I see supernatural restoration. Supernatural restoration. Receive in the name of Jesus. Hey! I begin to hear the noise of the spirit somewhere. Somebody will begin to operate in supernatural wisdom. I say, receive in the name of Jesus. And when I say supernatural, the gift of word of wisdom. Because you will be speaking from the depth of God's wisdom inside of you. People will come to hear you from the distance. You look for those who are fighting, you will not see them anymore. In the name of Jesus. If you have experienced favor before, compared to what is coming, you haven't. It is the prerogative, it is the heritage of the righteous. Yes, it's the heritage, it's a righteous thing. So in the name of Jesus, I say increasing favor with God, favor with man, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I say more than anything, I pray for wisdom for you. Honest is important, is important, is important, is important, is important. Many people have lost so many things because they lack wisdom. And everything you have lost, I say, take it back in Jesus' name. I say, henceforth, your words will be with wisdom. Your attitude will be with wisdom. In the name of Jesus, your company will be a company of the wise. How many of you know that you want to be a wise man who walk with the wise? Don't go with those who are don't gather with those who are doing nothing. All they do is gossip about people, tear down people. You can't get wisdom there. Wrong. Look for those who are going somewhere. Those who are pursuing wisdom. Come on, make them your friends. It says, "He who walk with the wise will be wise." You know why it says looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith? Because Jesus is the embodiment of wisdom. He's made unto us the wisdom of God. Jesus is the wisdom. So when I'm looking at his face, no matter how terrible the situation is, I'm taking wisdom. I'm taking wisdom. I'm taking wisdom. When I'm looking, I'm receiving wisdom. 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 When I'm looking, I'm receiving wisdom. That's why I said, looking unto Jesus, the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. Do you know that there are positions that God wants to put you, but because you don't have the wisdom, there's a hold back, and God is working on you, and you are wondering why he's working wisdom into your life. Yes, 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 yes. He's preparatory to where he's taking you. That's right, that's right, that's right. I say receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of fear. I release the boldness of the spirit in the name of Jesus. Your words will be with power. You declare what it shall be established. In the name of Jesus. Father, we worship you. Father, we adore you. In Jesus' name.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.